Okay, we're picking up with Hilchos Pesach. We're going to do one more on the Hilchos of Tanis Bechorim. And we mentioned last time again that there was two different gersos, whether there's a chiyuv to fast or not. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasha says that Tanis Bechorim, we do assume, would generally need to be fasted. However, the Magen Avram quotes pretty famously, the Ola Shabbos, a big exception. He writes, Yacholav Bechorim Lechol Sudas Milav Amachmer Tavlov Bracha, that he introduces the fact that a Bechor who goes to what's called a Sudas Mitzvah, any meal that is a mitzvah to be at that meal, that it's mutter and it's allowed for him to eat, but he even quotes of someone who wants to be machmir to either not go or to even fast, even going to a sudas mitzvah, then tavel of bracha, it's a nice thing to be doing. So what would be considered a sudas mitzvah? So he gives the example of going to a bris milah, partaking in the meal of a bris milah is considered to be a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah extends this, and he says also going to pidyon haben would be a mitzvah. And Mishnah Berurah, though, does mention that possibly someone should make up the fast. There's a concept of being porea, fast, of making up your fast. So Mishnah Berurah suggests maybe someone should make up the fast if he does go to a sudas mitzvah on Erev Pesach if he's a bechor. And then he writes that there are those who go, he writes that there are those who have the minhag to go to a siyum maseches. So siyum maseches, someone who finishes a maseches of Gemara, is going to be considered a sudas mitzvah, and that's going to be patrim from the tom. And he writes, there are those who do that. However, the Chumah Ba'ava writes very strongly against that. He says a person should not go to a siyum maseches to get out of the fast. We assume that there's a chiyuv to go to the fast, he says, and you shouldn't try to get out of it. However, the minhag, if you could see, of most people today, is almost everyone goes to a sudas mitzvah and goes to the siyum. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that we have a weak door, people are very weak, it's hard for us to fast, kol v'chomer, it's going to ruin your Seder. So therefore, he suggests even that a person should go to a Siyum, and that I think has become the overwhelming minhag of most people to go to a Siyum and to pater their fast by going to the Siyum. And most assume, almost everyone assumes that as long as you go to the Siyum, you would no longer be chayav to fast the rest of the day. The question now is, what counts as a Siyum? What is a Siyum? What is going to be something that is chashav enough, is considered great enough if you finish it, that would count? So any maseches in Bavli, any Gemara in Bavli, and that includes maseches Tamid, which is not on all of the Mishnayos Tamid. It stops in the middle. It's only seven dapim. Rabbi Yashuv said that would count as a siyum. So someone's behind right now. You could start the seven dapim maseches Tamid, and that would count towards your siyum. And what about listening to a siyum? Do you have to say the words over? Do you have to actually learn it? So no, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that a person is shomea keone, listens to a shir. He says even if you're not shomea keone, even if you listen through a telephone where there's no shomea keone, or you listen to a recording. Something happened days ago, it's no shomea keone, but you're listening to the shir. If you listen to a daf yomi shir, let's say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, as long as you're paying attention, that would work, and you can make a siyum on that as well, and that would pater the bechorim, anyone who is a firstborn, that would pater them from fasting. What about a katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah? Does that count? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky also ruled that situation in Shuvah Sagrach, Los Chavtes, he says that if the katan understood what he says, that you say the kaddish after, and it would pater those who would listen to the siyum. What about Mishnayos? So there are those achronim who hold that even one meseches of Mishnayos would be enough. However, a lot of achronim disagree with it. They say at least it would be a whole seder of, like seder zrayim, seder moed. It has to be a whole seder of, if you want to do Mishnayos, that's how Betzal Chachma rules, that you need a whole seder of Mishnayos. What about, do you have to eat at the siyum? So they make the siyum there. Do you have to eat there? So lechora lechachila, based on what the Shulchan Aruch rules in terms of the 3 weeks that a person during the 3 weeks a person can pater himself from the fast by going to a siyum. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to partake in the meal over there. You can't listen to the siyum and then go somewhere else. So lechora the post can point out that lechachila should for sure be done here too. I know in the shul where I would go to, it would annoy me, but it's I see it right now. It's correct. They would announce only first the firstborn should partake. They used to give out donuts, and they said only the firstborn should partake the donuts. If there's leftovers, everyone else could have. That's correct, because really, they have to partake in this meal, and if they go home after, it's not so pashut. There are those who are meikel, but it's not so pashut that would be okay. They should really partake in the meal by the siyum over there. Now, the big question, very big question for this year is going to be, can you listen to a siyum if you're not there? What about if you phone in? You dial into either a live video camera or you listen to a telephone. Is that going to be good enough? The Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael says, no, absolutely not. That would not be good enough. You need to be there. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, b'shas harchak was matir. The question in Rosh Hashanah, no one says exactly was in one particular case. I think this year would definitely be a Shas El Chak. A person would have to ask his Rav. I know Rav Shechter, I think I heard, is Mekel this year. But a person, everyone has to ask their own Rav what to do in this year. Can you be Yotzei through a telephone? I know, I think Rav Neventzel also. Just one last point I want to mention over here. is what if you have a child who's a Bechor who's a Katan? So does anyone need to be mashed on the fast? I think this is not so known, but the Ramah rules that a person, the minhag is that the father takes over the place of the son who's a Bechor until he becomes Bar Mitzvah, or until she gadol, until maybe he'll go to the Siyam, he's old enough to be able to go to the Siyam, but until he becomes a gadol, the Ramah writes that he has to take over the fast. So that would mean that a person who's a father, like Baruch Hashem, my son, is a Bechor, so now ever since he was born, I go to a Siyam, or try to make a Siyam every year in order to pater my son from the, what the Ramah writes. What about if the father is a Bechor and the son is also a Bechor? So I have a good friend, Ari Horn. You know, he is a Bechor. His son also is a Bechor. What does he do? So the Ramah actually writes that his wife is chayav to go to a Siyam for him, because he can only pater himself for the fast. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there are those who are mekel, and he says, no, even if the father goes, that counts for both of them. Minhag Olam, I think, seems to be that the woman doesn't go, but the Ramah does write that lechatchila, the woman should go. Okay, ad kan for inyanim of the Bechor. I'll pick up Emir Tzashem tomorrow with the looking for chametz and bedikas chametz.